I'm your host, Fierce Master, and today is Wednesday, 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 baby. You know it's Whiskey Wednesday around here. Baby, listen, make my drink, baby. Listen, honey, listen, make the drinks. I'm telling you, Reese, make the drink, honey. Milo, help them out. You know, don't just stand there. You're getting paid. You know, it's a job. It's a job. You're getting paid to make the drink. Okay, listen, set the bar up. Set the bar, Milo. Set up the bar. Give them all, help them out. You hear what I'm saying to you? Listen, Della, this is not a sit-down job. You get paid for doing things. Okay, listen, people. It is Whiskey Wednesday around here. It is August the 10th, 2022, 6 p.m. on Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa. Do have members in the UK and Germany and more. An honorary member in India. Quran, 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 Patati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. That is GumbaRum.com. Please do visit Gumba Rum online for all your rum libation needs. We do have two different flavors. We have Gumba Vanilla, natural vanilla. I don't know why they keep telling me natural vanilla. I mean, is the vanilla going to come about the ground or something? You know, is it going to fall on our heads? What is it? I'm like, what is going on here? So listen, we got natural vanilla, which is Gumba Silver, and we have natural gold, which is Gumba Coconut. Are they bringing the coconuts from Hawaii? I'm like, what is going on? So listen, 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 listen. Listen, this is a super bad show on today. Super bad show. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You all sat down. Sat down. Just put the drinks on hold. Put the drinks in hold over there. Listen, Green Room. Sat down. Okay, now listen. This is a super bad show on today. Let me tell you something. I have author Brianna Roche. Oh, my goodness. She going to put some education on us, y'all. She got some stuff she going to tell us about her book. I am telling you, today has just been phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal. Listen, 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 listen. I'm going to get to her in 1 second, Miss Brianna. Let me say hello to her. I got some music I got to play, but let me say hello to Miss Brianna. Hello, Miss Brianna. How are you?
Hi. How are you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I am looking forward to talking to you. I know it's going to be a great time. I know it's going to be educational. I am really looking forward to it. So I have a little bit of music I'm going to play, and then I'm going to introduce a song. It's called Beautiful. What better time to have a song called Beautiful than right now? Because your book is beautiful, and it is phenomenal.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So listen, guys, everyone that's tuning in, you know the music is heard by all the people all over the world, and it's such a blessing. So listen, this particular song is called Beautiful, and this version is the Dubstep versus House. And once again, the artist name is, independent artist name is K-Dub. I'm going to send her music right on over to other stations. All right, come on, engineers. This is
This is K-Dub, and you're tuned into an LA Beats production. Keep it loud.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful. Beautiful. When he calls me beautiful, tells me that he's seeing me for me, loving what nobody else sees. He doesn't think I see. Oh, 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 oh. And you know what you do? Ain't nobody loving me quite like you do. When he calls me beautiful.
I'm sending the links, Spotify links, over to Prospect Radio, and what they do is put the music on their playlist. So listen, that's a down sister right there. That is hot. That's a hot song, and she had it sitting on the sidelines for a while. I'm so glad she put this number out because it is to be celebrated. Beautiful, beautiful. And you guys don't have Miss Brianna here. I can't wait to talk to her. She was born in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, but she currently resides in Indiana. So y'all know it's not too far from me broadcasting live from Windy City. So listen, she resides in Indiana with her husband and children. Brianna has been writing books since she was a child. She truly enjoys helping adults and children navigate through obstacles that may be holding them back. So she does have education. She has a degree in psychology. She will continue to create books that target trauma areas and that hopes that will help the readers to heal. That's a blessing. That is a blessing. Once again, Brianna, welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you're here on today.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. I feel like you have a lot to share with us because I'm telling you, the book of Fatherless Flowers, I love the title, Fatherless Flowers. And then you have the subtitle, Scars That Daddy Left. You know, that is so powerful. That is really powerful. Really, the title in itself, to me, it's really powerful, and it speaks volumes. So how did you come up with the title, Fatherless Flowers?
Well, Fatherless Flowers is actually like the platform that I have. I'm building a community online through Facebook right now, so where I go live each week and I talk about different trauma topics that fatherless daughters go through and parents and guardians raising them to be aware of, and just any information that can help anybody, but it is dedicated mainly to that. And that group is called Fatherless Flowers. So any book that I put out is going to say Fatherless Flowers at the top because that's the platform, that's the organization. And then okay. The title of that book is Scars Daddy Left. So that is the title of it. But I came up with it because I was just thinking about a growth cycle. Like when I think about a growth cycle, I love to think about flowers just because of the stages that they go through in the growth cycle. And it really does remind me of the process of growing and healing as an individual, starting all the way from the seed to the adult plant. Like it kind of sounds similar to us. So I thought that I would put Fatherless Flowers with that because it kind of explains what I'm trying to do.
Okay. You know, and I love it. You are to be commended because this is really important. There's a lot of ladies out here, and there's a lot of younger teenagers and adult women, you know, that grew up without their father, me being one that grew up without my father. And so tell us a little bit about scars that daddy left, like when girls grow up without their dad. What do you recognize? What do you see? What type of scars does that leave on adult women when they grow up without their father?
Oh, so many. And you know what's crazy is like when I first actually published the book and made it out to the public where they can see it, I have gotten even more information, like even feedback from men in regards to this topic, even about mm-hmm. them, like with their children and, you know, mothers keeping them away from their children. So I've gotten a lot of feedback and found out even more information, but like, it's a lot of trauma. And, you know, I do have a background in psychology. I study a lot of stuff in relation to mental health and single-parent households. Like, I have done a lot of studying on that. And a lot of that information will talk about, you know, like mental health issues, mental health obstacles, mental health illness in relation to single-parent households. But I noticed that it does not show a big focus on the root of where that comes from. And the root of where that comes from for a lot of females is their father being absent. So that's why I wanted to bring awareness, like, you know what, let's dive a little bit deeper. We know the risk associated with being in a single-parent household, but let's dive a little bit deeper to the why, you know. So when I was looking into the father being absent in the household, you know, I found out that a lot of children who grow up in single-parent household, you know, they're going to be more prone to things like poverty. Of course, the mother's going to be working more hours and spending more time away from the home because she has to make up for that other income coming in. You know, so mm-hmm. they are more prone to financial burden, poverty, things like that, because the mother is taking up that other income that two-parent households have, you know. So she'll be working a lot and making up that income. Another thing is, you know, of course, mental illness like depression, eating disorders, anxiety, all of these things, self-image issues, a lot of these things with many more are relation as well to the parent not being in the household, one of the parents, and specifically females. Females are more prone to things like eating disorders and self-image issues because females are about vision, you know, like females are concerned more about their vision a lot of times visual than men, okay, because men see females as visual. So if a man, for example, is interested in a female, a lot of times he first is attracted to her looks. You know, if a guy's out in the crowd and they're like, oh, look at her, she's beautiful, like they're attracted to a female's looks first. So females know this, you know, and they're more concerned about their looks. So if they never had that male in their life who was supposed to show them in their life that they're beautiful, that's where the problem lies, because the male in the household is not showing them and telling them they're beautiful. They're not giving them that male affection that they are needing and wanting, so they go out and find it, unfortunately, in unhealthy people and unhealthy things. So, it's just so many things. The list goes on and on about, like, the trauma that the father leaves since he's not in the household, especially on females.
Wow, wow. Well, listen, everyone on the show knows I'm always transparent, so I'm going to be the, you know, I'm just going to put it out there. You know how I am. I just always tell stories or give life lessons during the show because now with this topic, my question is because I grew up without my dad and everything. Now, my thing is commitment. So now what is it when it comes to commitment? Because I already know how I am when it comes to commitment or getting married. So now is there a commitment issue when a girl grows up without her dad? Will there be some type of commitment issue in the future, you know, when it comes to committing to long-term relationships with a gentleman?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when the father is... So I'm going to break it down because this kind of helps people when I break it down like this. So when the father first introduces himself to his daughter, you know, when she's born in the household, he is supposed to be the man, the beginning man that shows her genuine love, genuine energy. He is the first person who teaches her what it is like to be loved by a man, to be protected by a man, to be provided for financially by a man. So with him not being in the household, that creates a open space and void for females because now they don't have what they see that their other friends have or maybe other family members have, so they're looking for it. Now, since that father, that father was gone and the children know that that male was supposed to be there, they're wondering, you know, what happened? Why is my father not here? But then I see my cousins with their dads or I see my friends with their dads or her with her dad. Why? Where's my father? With the father-daughter dances, where's my father? Why isn't he here? Why didn't he want to see me grow up? And even fathers who produce other children, he might be in their life but not her life. So she's seeing and mimicking all of this. You know, starting as a child, they look at human behavior. They mimic human behavior, especially their parents. So if they see that that male counterpart is missing, then they are already being programmed mentally and emotionally that they cannot depend on the man because he's not in the household. So that comes into space to where they get older and then they realize, well, you know what? I can't depend on the man. I can't depend on the man. If I give my all to a man, he's going to leave me like he left my mother. Starts back in childhood to where you can't be committed. You'll have committed issues because your father was never committed to you. Your father was never committed to your mother. You never seen that commitment in front of you. So it's like since you don't see that in front of you, you know, you start to get afraid of it naturally. Like, oh, no, I don't need that. I don't want that. That's not reliable. That's not dependable.
Okay.
And it's subconscious for a lot of people, honestly.
Okay, now that really makes sense. That really makes a lot of sense when it comes to commitment. Wow, so you really broke it down very well, and it really does make a lot of sense when it comes to commitment issues and why an adult female would have commitment issues if she didn't grow up with her dad. So let me ask you this. I had another question in regard to that when it comes to a girl growing up without her dad. Now, will it help if the mother, and sometimes women may not think about this, maybe having a role model if the dad is gone, you know, from the household? What about a role model, a male role model that can kind of take up that space in her life and show some type of positive, you know, role model when it comes to a man? So would that help that young lady, you know, if the mother doesn't have, you know, the husband, something happened and he's left the home, maybe if there's an uncle, maybe there's another positive male role model that can come into the home and kind of be that male figure for that daughter?
Absolutely. And, you know, I talk about that in the because in my book on chapter, I think it's chapter 5 to where it talks about the steps to recovery. That's actually one of the tips that I do give parents, tell parents and guardians to do is to get them a male role model. But here's the thing with that. The number one best option to do as a parent guardian raising a fatherless daughter would be a stepdad. That would be the number one choice if her dad is not an option, would be a stepfather, a good stepfather. because mm-hmm. he will walk in, especially it's recommended as a child. It's recommended to bring him in her life as a small child so she can grow up with him, get comfortable with him, and used to him. Sometimes issues occur when they bring in the stepfather within adolescence age and older because she has not had that time to trust him enough to be able to build that genuine bond. But if they start as a child, a smaller child, that would be the best recommendation. However, here's the problem with that, and I kind of discussed this in the book as well, is that the mothers a lot of times are the problem because the mothers have also became fatherless daughters, and it's a generational thing. So they don't know. They don't have the knowledge because they're fatherless daughters. So they just keep repeating the cycle over and over again until somebody breaks the cycle and realize, hey, we got to stop this. This is a problem. It's causing trauma. Because with them having that lack of knowledge, they're just creating more trauma for their children. A lot of these mothers, I talk about the three different mother types in the book, and a lot, well, the most common types. And a lot of the mothers are very independent. They don't want to rely on a man. They're too busy with their working. And remember, they're single mothers. They don't have the other income coming in. So they're working a lot of their time. They could be running businesses. They could be working part-time jobs as well. So they don't have, a lot of them don't have time to date and don't want to make time to date. They feel like they can rely on themselves. They're independent women. They don't need a man. You know, that's what a lot of mothers are. You have the other mothers who haven't dealt with emotional trauma from the breakup that they had in their life. So they just keep repeating the same cycles over and over again, their love life, meaning that they cannot have a committed relationship because they have not healed. And then you have the other ones. You have the other mothers who are the worst kind that I hope nobody ends up being. And these are the mothers who kind of gave up on life. These are the mothers who you might see get their kids taken, like CPS might take them kids. They might become addicted to drugs. They might become addicted to alcohol. They have given up on life because their dad gave up on them. Not only their dad gave up on them, but a lot of times their mom have gave up on them too. A lot of these people end up being in the foster care cycle. You know what I'm saying? The system and all of that. So, like, they have went through a lot of trauma in their life, and a lot of times they rely on drugs, and that affects their children. So a lot of these mothers end up staying with family members, living on government assistance most of their lives. They haven't set goals or anything for themselves. So, again, their children are watching them. A lot of these are the most common mothers who have sexual trauma in their life to where the kids end up being molested by the stepfathers and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, the mothers are the problem, too. So it's like it's hard to really be like, you know, we'll just get a stepfather when the mother a lot of times isn't well enough emotionally and mentally. They haven't healed enough to be able to do that. So.
Wow, this is an eye-opener. I had a question, and I forgot the question. No, listen to you. I was like, whoa. Wow. You know, that is amazing. Oh, okay, my question just came back. I was like, you know, you really, it's honestly, I can relate to everything that you're saying. Because really, I'm telling you, I'm an open book here. I'm very transparent. You know, Brianna, like I said, I grew up without my father. And I'm telling you, you just talked about me to the T. It was like you just grew up with me. I'm like, wow, does she know who I am? You know, and I am really like that. I tell you no lie. I am the kind of person, you know, I depend on me. It's just like what I can do with myself. You know what I'm saying? I don't need no dough. You know what I'm saying? You know, and I've been like that all my adult life. I've had one marriage, and the reason why I had that marriage because he was so much older than me, and I was comfortable and safe with him. So it was okay. It was okay. And it worked out very well, actually. But I'm telling you, it's like when somebody says get married, I'm like, I break out with a plague when somebody says, I'm talking about getting married. I'm like, oh, my. It's
terrified.
Like I got I do. I really do. It's so true. It's like I'm terrified. It's like, say, what now? Who? You know, I'll date you, but I ain't going to marry you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But really, I am like that too. I'm sorry?
I said, I get it. I understand. I understand completely.
I am like that to this day. It's just like, you know, well, you know, I guess it's what I've had a lot of different experiences when it comes to dating and things like that because I've always, and I've had some wonderful, let me tell you, I've had some wonderful kings in my life, the wonderful kings. And I'm going to tell you, I'll be honest with you about this thing. I never got it. I never got it. When I was like a teenager, when I was in my 20s, I'm telling you, I've had some real, real gem of men that was really very loving, very compassionate, showed me the world. They showed me the world. They gave me the world. They really did. And I never got it. I never got it or understood, well, why is this man being so nice? He gave me all these presents, but yet I'm like, you still ain't going to get in the door with me and get a commitment. So I do. They always was like, I want to marry you. I'm like, not today. So, you know, and so I never got it. I never understood. I never got that part. You know, I never understood that. My head could just, I could not wrap my head around that, you know. And for that reason, the relationships always ended because I could never understand somebody being so giving and giving me gifts. And it was just like, yeah, I could do that myself. You know, it's okay. And so it always, the relationship would always end. And they were stellar men. They were kings. They were kings, really nice kings. But they just couldn't, I wouldn't let that burial come down. And that's just how it was.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
But you
yeah.
know, it makes sense. It makes sense, though, when you start looking into the root of things. It starts to make sense why you just, you know, are the way you are or turn out the way you are, like mentally, emotionally, especially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, but I'm okay. I'm okay with that. And it's like, well, I haven't really. And then the person that I married, I'm like, well, it's going to take some really big shoes to fill his shoes, you know, because he was just phenomenal. But let me tell you, I had one question, and we're pretty much running out of time. It's about 3 minutes left in this episode. Now, what about, I've seen this happen as well, when there is the mother and she has the daughter, and the man is absent, the father is absent for whatever reason, and then the lady, the mother, is kind of promiscuous in front of her daughter, in front of the child, and she's having a lot of different boyfriends. And they become like the uncle. She introduces them to the child as the uncle. I've seen this happen. And then I've noticed the young lady grows up to be a kind of person that can never commit because she's always into sexual relationships with different men.
So I do have a whole chapter by itself called Promiscuity.
Okay.
And in the book, and the reason for that chapter is very much needed. And you know what's funny is when I put that, I put like a clip or something of it on Facebook, and I remember this girl was like, girl, I could tell just from that chapter you know what you're talking about. But I was like, yeah, you know, because that, I mean, unfortunately, that is a huge phase, especially for fatherless daughters, to where it's always going to be about the root of where things come from. And I've noticed that with a lot of fatherless daughters, sex is something that they are not, it's not the sex that they are after, it's the male affection that they are after. So if they, again, with the father being absent, he creates that void, he creates that hole, and she decides what she fills that hole with. Again, it could be work, money, business, you know, it could be drugs, alcohol, addiction. For some people, they do fill it with sex. It's a void. And they are craving that affection that comes with it. Like drug addicts, they crave that feeling of being high. But when you are addicted to sex or have like a sexual thing because of that void, you're addicted to that affection. So it's not really just the sex that they're wanting, and not even particularly the dude, it's the affection that comes with it. Because when they are in the act, they are feeling that love and that affection, that male love and that affection that they never received in their life. But once that's gone, once the sexual act is over, they got to go get it again because they feel incomplete without it. So because they feel incomplete without it, you know, it's like they're going to continue to feel empty because they have not healed that pain, that trauma. So they will continue to feel empty and continue to repeat the cycle.
That is really deep. That is deep. That is really,
yeah,
that is really heavy. Yeah, that is really heavy. I'm telling you, this is a conversation. I'm telling you, wow, it's just like blowing my mind here. But it's so true. Everything that you're saying is true. And, of course, you understand it to a whole different level than, you know, the common layperson or even myself. But it makes sense. It all makes sense what you're saying. It's almost like you're putting together all the pieces of a puzzle. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like you're giving today, you're filling a void. You're helping individuals to understand why they do what they do and why they keep repeating the same pattern.
Right, and that's just my goal overall. Like, it came to me randomly, you know, like, because I've always been into, like, helping people mentally, emotionally, but then it just came to me, like, you know what, this is for you. You have to do this. Like, I literally felt pushed to do it spiritually, like, you have to do this. You have to get this out. You have to bring awareness to it. So I'm going to continue to bring awareness to it because, you know, I literally had people write me, and I literally just started last week, because I just published the book last week, and I started building a platform online, Fatherless Flowers on Facebook, literally where I just start talking about certain topics, posting certain things, and I've literally had quite a few people comment, like, oh, my gosh, this is what I went through. Like, this is – I'm so glad you're talking about this. I'm so glad somebody's talking about this because people don't be talking about this. Like, you know, so if I can help others, that's the goal. If I can especially help the parents, that's the goal, because if they can understand that this is a real trauma, this is a real thing, like, stop brushing it under the rug. This is real. Your child's father not being there, that's real trauma. She might look like she's okay, but I promise you, deep down, later on in the road, you're going to see where that trauma comes out. So,
wow. And you know something? It's really amazing because we don't talk about it. Society doesn't talk about it, you know, the fatherless daughters. And I'm telling you, you're really laying it out today, and it makes a lot of sense. And, you know, the way that you're explaining, I really understand what you're saying. And when you say it's trauma, I never thought of it as trauma. You know, I never saw it as trauma. And the way that you're explaining, it's like, whoa, that's trauma. This is trauma, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, especially when you grow up in a community where it's kind of normal that the household doesn't have the father. And that's not, you know what I mean? It's not normal. It's not supposed to be normal. But when you grow up, you know, like in the ghetto, like me, I grew up on the west side of Chicago where it's really rough. A lot of families didn't have the dad there. And so that's what you saw. And it was just like, okay, this is just what it is. And you just went about your business and you were just a child and you grew up and you don't think of it as a trauma. But later on in life, like you said, it comes out. Its head begins to rear up and you understand. Now, from what you're explaining, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, it is. And if you just think about it like this, because sometimes I have to break it down to different people to understand it differently. So if people are listening, they're still having a hard time understanding. You have to think about it. If you have a child, it causes two people, right, to make a child. So it has to be a male and it has to be a female to make a child. So when you have both female and masculine energy in your body, you still naturally, even if the female is there, the mother, you still naturally have a need and want and crave for that other energy in your life. You still want it. You still seeing it because it's running down your blood biologically. You have a male's blood in your body. Of course, you are still craving that, like, well, where's this other part of me? Why do I feel incomplete? You know, like, why am I feeling incomplete? Like, what is this feeling? Like, you don't feel whole. This is exactly why children who come from two-parent households have better results statistically than children who come from single-parent households. That's the reason why, because something is missing, and they have to fill that void somewhere, somehow. You know, you need both parents. That's why both parents are formed in order to make children. You have to have both parents. So it's natural for a child to feel sad about that sometimes or feel bad about that, like, well, where's mine? You know, so it's real trauma. It is real trauma. Just some people decide to ignore it, but it is real trauma, especially a lot of parents. They're like, oh, you're fine. And that's another thing I talked about in the book. Do not talk to your children like that. Like, oh, you're fine. You can deal with it. Your daddy ain't this. Your daddy ain't that. Like, that's not their fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you lay down and you chose to have a child, you chose that person in their life. Don't place that blame on them, and don't make their feelings unheard, because it's real to them.
Right. Wow, this has really been eye-opening. You know, this conversation is really, really great. It's phenomenal. And I'm pretty much out of time. I wish I could go on and on and on, but what I'm going to do is get over in the group, and I know the conversation is going to be going on over there because this is it's a learning experience. And in order to heal, you have to learn what's wrong in order to heal and to fix it.
Yes, yes. And I thank you so much for bringing me on here. Like I said, I'm just trying to bring awareness to it. It's like an issue that people have made so small, so it's like I'm trying to bring more awareness to it. So,
you are, you really are. You're welcome, and thank you so much. So, you know, you have no idea how so many people are hearing this broadcast all over the world, and so to, in order to help you with your mission and your vision, and it's a God-given mission and vision because God wants us to understand, you know, that we have to have a two-parent home, and what you explained with the blood, that is beyond amazing, amazing. And I've never looked at it like that. We have female and we have male blood and energy in us. So, of course, we're going to want that in our life. So, I mean, the way you broke that down is just amazing. And I do want you to go ahead and wrap up any last words that you have to the listening audience. Go right ahead.
Just like I said, I'm just trying to bring awareness to it. So if you know anybody who this could help, single parents or even youth. I'm really aiming for the youth as well because I'm trying to have them not go through the stuff that I had to go through. So if you know anybody who's interested in this, that this book may be of good use to, please feel free to share the link. Also, we are building a community on Facebook called Fatherless Flowers. So feel free to join the community as well. But thank you so much for listening to me.
You're more than welcome, and thank you again for coming today. I really appreciate your time, and I really appreciate the information, and I appreciate you educating us because we have been educated today, and so we have come up a little bit higher. You know, you've raised our frequency and our energy level a little bit higher when it comes to understanding, and so that is beyond, beyond. I appreciate it so very much.
Thank you. You have a good evening. I appreciate you.
Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. So, guys, those that were listening in, thank you so much. I really appreciate you, those that are listening in internationally. That was Breonna Roche, and she shared some valuable, valuable information. Listen, this broadcast is recorded. So, listen, this is a live broadcast, but you can listen on demand. You can go back and listen to the beginning on Amazon, Audible, iTunes, Player FM. There's so many platforms. There's 7-plus platforms that you can listen. Whatever your favorite platform, you can go back and hear the beginning of the show. I'm telling you, it was just phenomenal. And she really did help me to understand why I was doing what I was doing, 20s and my 30s, because it was just like a date was a great thing to me. So listen, I understand why it was such a difficult time for me to commit to people. Now I get it. Now I get it. And I'm like, wow, she just healed a little piece of my soul. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, now that's real. I'm not entertaining. Y'all know I love to entertain. That was real. So listen, listen. I am, you know, we have to come to a place where we recognize and understand. In order to heal, we got to recognize and understand. And when she explained growing up without a father, you know, we got to accept it. So I accept what she was saying. And so I'm very thankful, you guys. Listen, check out the book, fatherlessflowers.com, and it's Scars That Daddy Left, Scars That Daddy Left. I want you guys to check it out. I want you to purchase it, and she does have some other books as well. Listen, once again, her name is the author, and listen, she is educated in psychology. So listen, the information that she's giving out, she knows what she's talking about. The author is Breonna, B-R-I-A-N-N-A, Riche, R-E-S-H-A. She is a dope sister, educated sister, and I love it, love it, love it. So I want you guys to get that book, and I'm going to keep on talking about it. Oh, yes, I am. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. In the special words of Don Kenise, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.